Yep, we're recording.
Alrighty, I'm calling this meeting of the Committee of Oversight together at 8:04 a.m. on Monday, November 8th, 2021. You want to go ahead and call a roll?
Speaker Shine.
Present.
Senator Kidd.
Present.
Senator Ramirez.
Present.
Senator No.
Present.
Senator Rowe.
Tardy excused.
Senator Pelayo.
Tardy excused.
Senator Lewis.
Present.
Parliamentarian Gabon.
Present.
And then I am present, and then a quorum is present.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at this time? Perfect, seeing none, we'll move down to reports. This is information only, starting with the report from the Chair on the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs.
So our next meeting is going to be this Wednesday at 8 a.m. in this very room. We don't have public comment. We were going to have Registrar Turk come in, but she got busy with her admissions office thing, especially approving everyone's vaccination statuses. So she can't come in, but she said as soon as she has our information on return rates for spring semester, that she'll let me know. I can pass that on to you guys, but there's no legislation or anything, so that's all I have.
Perfect. Senator Ramirez for Budget and Finance.
So our next meeting is actually today at 12. We're just going to be seeing financial reviews from here on out. They're all pretty much scheduled, so look forward to that.
And Senator No for DCE.
Our next agendized meeting will be next Monday on the 15th. Today we're going to meet at 9 a.m. in here. It's unagendized, but just for us to kind of go through our hours and events luncheon and make sure that we're all on the same page. And I'm also thinking about having my vice chair
lead
the next agendized meeting, so, yeah.
Cool. We're going to move past Senator Rowe. We'll come back to her. Yesenia, do you have a report ready, or do you need a second to come up with something?
Okay, so we had our GovOps meeting last week on Monday, where we kind of just compiled a list of things that we wanted to make changes to the SAS. That's pretty much all we did.
Have you had a chance to reach out to Bree yet?
To who?
To Bree. I know you guys just talked about that at Senate.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to have her come in. Okay. I might just set up like a separate meeting with her. But just because we already have kind of like
Some stuff to do,
I kind of just thought maybe it would be better to have a meeting instead of having her come in.
For sure. I was just curious because she asked me. Moving next to Senator Lourdes for SSW.
Hi everyone. Our meeting last week was very short. We're going to have a meeting this week. Our next meeting will also just be very short. On the 23rd though, we will be discussing what we're going to do with the workshop back taxing position. Because I think Dr. Rodriguez is doing her financial review for the workshop on the 22nd for budget and finance. So we'll go ahead and discuss that in committee and decide what we want to use that tax for.
Perfect. Moving next to Parliamentarian Gavon.
Hi, everyone. So recently I've been a tad discouraged because I've had several senators reach out to me and say that they're nervous to speak at Senate and committee meetings just because of Robert's rules. And I think that's a bit antithetical to what we're trying to do here. So I'm putting together a bit of a cheat sheet for senators that I'm going to set out hopefully this week, just with a lot of the basic stuff so that they don't feel uncomfortable trying to just, you know, speak in meetings, especially when we have the interns watching. I want to make sure everyone's participating. So that's going on.
Yeah.
Through the speaker to Parliamentary Gavon, kind of an idea I had was to create like actual printout of the cheat sheets and then put them under like the name tags of the senators so that there's just like a really easy sheet to reference when like making a motion or passing something through unanimous consent. And that's obviously like just an idea, but that could be like a way to actually have it physically in front of them, because we know like not even if we provide them the resources, not everyone's gonna like have that pulled up during anything. So
yeah, no, that'd be a great idea. I could definitely talk to, I'm not sure who I talked to, Hope or Bree, to figure that out. I don't know.
If you give it to either of them, you could just say, like, hey, do you mind sticking this under the nameplates?
All right, sounds good.
Out,
we could make a couple comments. we could even make some for public comment, too, so that they know what's going on.
In fact, if you just send it to Bree, you can ask her to print it and just like, be like, hey, can you print X amount of copies of these and set them out, and then we can take care of it.
All right, awesome.
Moving next to Speaker Pro Tempore Rivera.
Hello, everyone. So as you guys all know, unfortunately, I had to cancel last week's meeting, so that definitely changes our schedule a little bit. We're going to have the co-directors of elections come in on this Wednesday to kind of break down some of the basic election rules as well as their positions, but I definitely want it to be a very, like foot in the water type training, because there is a separate like elections training, like, and I just want to make the most use out of our time. And then I'm also going to spend a really good portion of the meeting having some review activities and like actually having them like talk to each other in a group and like work through some like questions or activities just to like test their knowledge so far, just because I want to make sure that like, because we didn't meet last week, that they're still like caught up to date and remember everything. And the biggest thing that this does to our schedule is it's going to impact legislation. And for full transparency, I've decided to take away the individual legislation project. I don't really think that this is the right group for that. I think a lot of them have expressed concerns about being nervous about it even before they knew the timetable, like right at the beginning of it. And so we're going to focus on group legislation. And then additionally, once the internship is over, we have like one or two weeks before elections start, like when we get back from winter break. And it's not going to be mandatory for all the interns because, again, not all of them are running for Senate. But it will be just kind of like a powwow, like we can help each other decorate our campaign signs. We can have additional support and questions. We can kind of develop like campaign strategies. And I'm gonna like have that open for the interns who are running for Senate. And then additionally, like there's been interns who have taken the initiative to have legislation like already in the works with their mentors, and I still want those to happen. It'll just like not be mandatory, if that makes sense. So I'm still like encouraging the same thing as we have been this whole time about like showing your intern the process of writing legislation and like the methodology that goes into it. I just like right from the start, I was a little hesitant to be like, wow, I don't know if we have enough time to like write a full piece of legislation by ourselves. So that's what's happening there. But because we don't have like a whole two meetings just debating legislation now, I can like have a whole meeting that's just like really, really getting that much deeper into legislation. And then we can still like run, now that we're like out of our guest speaking phase, we can run our meetings according to like Robert's Rules of Orders and things and kind of start applying all the things that we've done. But okay, you guys look bored. I'll stop talking.
Thank you. Not for stopping talking for your report. Next I have Senator Rowe for DEI.
So my committee has been meeting in subgroups because we have a bunch of different pieces of legislation that we're working on. I'm hoping that these are going to be done within the next couple weeks. I know that there are some pieces that require some more outreach or meetings with the necessary parties. We're also working as an entire committee on a domestic violence resolution. Senator Lors was kind enough to get us in contact with the Title IX liaison, Senator Shamim, so he is coming to our meeting on Friday. And yeah, I'm just trying to put an emphasis on us putting out legislation that has to do with like every month. Each month is dedicated to a bunch of like different DEI topics if you look on the calendar. So we're just trying to put out resolutions for those DEI topics that maybe aren't touched as much by ASUN as a whole, just to make sure that we're kind of covering all the bases. And then I'm also encouraging my committee members to attend the DEI department meeting. I'll be there today. Hopefully some other senators will be able to go. And that's another thing that we have been putting an emphasis on. We're going to have a talk about it in our committee meeting on Friday. So.
Awesome. Oh, go ahead.
And just for transparency, I also texted the DEI committee group chat to say that we should attend a president's cabinet meeting tomorrow, because I believe you guys are also talking about the strategic plan, so just for like that communication too.
Cool. Looking for chair of oversight. So looking at oversight, we're just going to keep doing officer reviews for both senators and executive officers. My goal is to have every senator in here at least twice, and then hopefully every executive member at least twice, just depending on the timeline. There's a spreadsheet on, it sits above my desk, and I mark it off as we keep going, and I think you all have the code to my door, so if you're ever curious where we're at, you're welcome to go look at it. As we start looking towards the next semester and we're choosing like our classes, I'm gonna start putting out like a window meet poll for like our next meeting time for that semester. Just because there are so many people that sit on the committee now, I'm probably gonna talk to Vanessa and Jeremy first and just be like, hey, like where are you guys at with your classes? And then present like a list of options and have people vote on them. just because last semester trying to find a window me time was kind of a nightmare. And I think that's all I have for oversight so far. I'm not planning on doing anything super crazy with the committee. If you guys have any suggestions, I'm always open to them. Cool. Moving on to new business, we're going to do oversight officer reviews. It says the committee will hear reports from the following officers on their departments. The committee will then ask questions or make recommendations. On here first, I have Director Huey.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. I just want to go over the events that we posted so far this semester. I just have my schedule pulled up. But obviously, biggest event started with the fall concert. And then we hosted Welcome Week. We saw a really, really great turnout for both of these. It was actually the best turnout that I've ever seen since from my 4 years attending here. And I'm sure some of the administration can say the same. I have a really great team. I think it's also because everyone is returning from COVID and doing school from home, so that's probably a huge part in it. We also have hosted homecoming, Paint the Town Blue. We had great turnout for that as well. Although some of our events had small turnout, including Paint the End, and then Undie Run was canceled due to weather. It was about 30 degrees that night, so we thought it'd be best to postpone that to the springtime when it was warmer. But we're going to have a discussion about when the best time is to reschedule Paint the End for, since it gets pretty smoky during Welcome Week. And then it seems like during homecoming October time, there's less turnout and engagement, especially for an event that's usually hosted like on a Sunday. We also had our first tailgate. For the homecoming game, we posted a couple of non-traditional new events to test the waters and see how those would turn out, including the movie night, and then we're having a Howl Harvest event within the next couple of weeks where we just kind of celebrate the Thanksgiving season, and we decorate tote bags. We're gonna have a blood drive along with that as well to do a little bit of service. And then right now, our biggest thing we're looking forward to is NACA. Six of my programmers are attending the NACA Spokane Conference this weekend for 3 days. It costs about $5,000 to $6,000 to get them to attend, but I really think it'll be worth it because we're investing in the future of the association. They're going to learn a lot of really good information and knowledge about planning events, booking artists and talent, things like that. And then we're also working on our spring events that include Welcome Back Week, which is a coffee crawl, the Spring Club Fair, Rink at the Row, Super Success, and then one more non-traditional event that we're gonna implement. And then we also have begun planning the drag show, Family Weekend, and then our interns will start planning Mackie Week within the next month.
Awesome. Do you guys have any questions or comments? Yeah, Senator Rivera.
Through the speaker to Director Kui, thank you so much for being here. I know it's early in the morning. So my question is kind of how have the programmers been doing in terms of like their transition into this semester? Has there kind of been like anything to like pull from and learn from that like you're actively doing to like help support them plan their future events? And kind of just like what has the process been to like just support your programmers and have them learn and have them like pull from their strengths and weaknesses as you like move in the semester forward?
Yeah, most of my support is during our department meetings. We pretty much just hear the reports and what they need help on, and they let me know if they have any questions or if they need anything from me. But on top of that, they're always welcome to come to me outside of meetings. I'm very responsive, so I'm happy to answer their questions. I also offer one-on-ones in case they ever need more like hand-holding or guidance when starting to plan an event. And on top of that, they have our advisor, Becca, who is also super helpful in case they need extra support that I can't provide.
Awesome, thank you.
Is there further questions? Yes, Senator Nim.
Through the speaker to Director Gui again, thank you for coming in. I know that your department was kind of the first department to really like start the internship and like hire interns that way. So I was just wondering like kind of how's that been going? Have they been able to like retain the material and like how's that kind of going as a department, especially since like we're transitioning into this year of like a lot of programming?
Yeah, I think our interns have been very engaged since the beginning. We only got to hire half of them at the concert, and then the other half were hired along with your interns. But we haven't had any turnover this semester, I don't think, with our interns. And I see a lot of attendance from them at our intern meetings, at department meetings, and then, of course, all our mandatory events. But yeah, they seem to be really engaged and enjoying the program so far.
Sorry, no.
Sorry, just one more question. And then I was kind of remembering from like the Brown Murphy campaign goals. I think one of your goals was to like have programming events that engage students from like all walks of life. So I was wondering from Director Kui, kind of like how have you been able to accomplish that goal and kind of what steps are you taking to like kind of get students from different backgrounds to be more engaged?
Yeah, when we are planning out the schedule for the year, we like to include events from that cater to all students. So events and programs that help students celebrate their identity, their cultures, and then obviously events that cater to the majority as well. And then like service events, entertainment, informational slash educational events. So we do have a lot of those planned out for the semester, and then to get feedback and to see if we're doing a good job, my assistant director, one of his duties is to put out assessments. So we try to get data asking students those questions, like if they're happy with the types of the events they're seeing and what other kinds of events they'd like to see in the future.
Senator Rivera.
Through the speaker to Director Kui, so you've kind of like mentioned both at Senate and in different meetings that like there's kind of a reflection period or an assessment after an event of like what went well, what didn't. And a part of that is like a budget assessment, essentially like asking like, was the amount of money we spent on this event like worth the like outreach it had on campus? So I was kind of wondering like what that process is and like what factors go into like assessing an event to make it like worth it, like fiscally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it starts with the event proposal process where we submit a budget along with all the other materials that go into planning and proposing an event. But we always include the cost per student. So we basically just divide the total budget requested by the expected attendance, which is usually fairly accurate, especially if it's a traditional event. So we can see exactly how much it costs per student, if that makes sense. And then after the event, we go into a debrief, talk about student feedback, and then the pros and cons of the actual event, like the logistics. And then my assistant director, Huber, will go over the finances after every event, or like week-long of events, and kind of just explain to the board if they went over budget at all, how they can improve, or if we went under budget, and what the cost per student actually ended up being.
Awesome, thank you.
I have two quick ones. The first one, super easy, just like more of a reminder than anything. It says in the SAS for like oversight, it says that if anyone goes to a conference, and I have it up there if you're curious, it says anyone who goes to a conference will just like come present the committee on basically like what they learned from the conference. So that's not at all like even an accountability thing, it's more of like a conversation of like what you guys learned so you could share with us. So whenever you guys get back from the conference, I don't know, did you say you were going or just your programmers?
No, my board members are going.
Your board members? For sure. So after that, if like you could let me know and then maybe schedule a time for them to come in and just like chat with us briefly about how it went.
Yeah, if you want to put them on the agenda for not this Monday but the next one,
yeah.
That would be perfect.
Cool. And then my other, just a quick question. I know that obviously like for programming, we buy like a lot of things to give out and a lot of like, I think we call it swag generally, like the little like fun things they hand out. I was just curious, like, what you see the most, like, success handing out, whether it's, like, the reusable silverware or flyers or just things like that, because I think for Summit especially, like, we're talking about doing cabling events, so I'd love to hear, like, your perspective on what gets, like, the most success.
Definitely food and t-shirts.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Asia, you had something to say?
Yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge Director Kennedy for your excellent leadership with this department. I know when I first started, there were some challenges, and you stepped in as director and really did a great job, and coming back this year, also doing another really good job. And like when you mentioned like no turnover, it's like totally different from like last year, right? So I think like the retention in your work, your department is really well, and I know like you worked really hard for the concert, just like, y'all don't know, it was like every hour of every day just about for 2 months. So I just want to acknowledge you for your leadership in this department. Thank you.
Thank you, that means a lot.
Yeah, Tara, I just want to build on that and say that, like, I've been at UNR for a few years now, and I've never seen this many events. I've never seen this much turnout. And, like, I know just from the position I sit in, like, I know all of that falls on you. And I'm, like, very impressed with the way you run your department and everything. It's, like, I could not do it. You're killing it, dude.
Thank you. I really
super impressive. Is there any other questions or comments for Director Kui? That's it. We're all good to go. Thank you so much. Next on there, I have Vice President Murphy.
Awesome. So thanks for having me. I'll keep it kind of brief just because I don't want to be redundant for my reports that I send in every week. But it's kind of hard to talk about what I do just because I feel like it's so random and there's a lot with it. I sit on about 7 or 8 university committees, so that can get a little time consuming. We meet with our cabinet members once, we try to do once a month, so we have our one-on-ones coming up. Anytime there's a concern with the department or, you know, any position, Austin and I really try to meet with our directors, see how we can help, whether that be maybe we have to talk to, you know, a certain department member within some like department, maybe it's like a commissioner or something. So we've been doing a lot of that, really a lot of like personnel things, just trying to make sure people are comfortable in their position, but also that they, you know that they have the resources there to be successful, especially that they can rely on Austin or myself. I've been meeting with athletics a lot, just about various things, homecoming. They are starting like a new super fan thing. They want to restructure our student section, filming videos for them. So that's been a really fun partnership. I really enjoy that. Been working with prospective students' offices, been doing Nevada Bound. So all of you are involved. We're having one next week. So I'll reach out to you. But any center that's interested, a great way to talk to prospective students. Let's see, what else? Been working on trying to get a long-term grocery store option for students on campus, you know, make sure our students who are food insecure have a place that they can go to. Obviously, Pack Provisions is outgrowing our space, so trying to find another location for that. It's kind of hard. It falls under the student government, but I feel like it's a token of the university, so trying to kind of partner with them, you know, I think that's going to be beneficial in the long run. Same with Campus Escort. Let's see, been meeting with the University Athletics Committee. They're doing a lot of things. It's kind of more like an informational committee, especially for Nick and myself, who also serves on it. It's more for like faculty, kind of how does faculty in the community bond with student athletes. So that's been a really interesting meeting. We are revisiting our menstrual hygiene pilot program on campus. We met with Tyler from the Fitness Center about intramural sports. I met with Officer Aguilera, who's in charge of outreach, and I think he sent you kind of a report of all the work that he's doing. Let's see, what else? Just like, as you can tell, it's all just very random and kind of jumbled, so I'd love to answer any questions specifically if anyone has any. I am doing stuff, so don't worry.
He actually just sits in his office all day, he doesn't hold any meetings. Senator Rivera.
Through the speaker to VP Murphy, thank you for being here. I was hoping that you could kind of share some of the challenges that you have recognized that your directors have like had throughout the semester, and then like what your guys' strategies have been to mitigate those challenges, or kind of like what you're still kind of currently working through, and whether Senate can support you or not. I would just kind of love to hear about like what your guys' experience has been so far.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like this role is like crisis management all the time, and so there's always something that's, you know, happening, whether that be through like personnel. So sometimes there might be like conflicting personalities within a department, and our directors might not really know how to, you know, approach that situation. So just being there, listening to them, offering them some guidance or advice about like how to go about that, because it can be tricky. You know, we're all students, all students first, and there's a lot of like personal relationships in ASUN, but also there's like professional boundaries, right? And so really just, you know, offering like honest advice, I think that's kind of been a challenge, especially when like you know the people involved, right? And so kind of like how do you balance those relationships? Mm-hmm. And then another thing that our directors face that is kind of challenging is just working with the university, right? Mm-hmm. Like scheduling services. We all know how a nightmare on campus that is. And so we've been talking to like Vice President Ellis and AVP Ramondo Nash, and just how can we make that more student focused, right? Even the student union itself, it's very inaccessible for students. like if you don't schedule a meeting within a few weeks, you're not getting a room, even when they tell you, yeah, we have the staff, we just don't want to let you in. So like that's really frustrating. So really, I feel like a lot of like what we do is behind the scenes, try to break those like barriers for our directors so it makes their life easier, if that makes sense.
For sure. Thank you.
Further questions? Yeah.
Through the speaker to VP Murphy, I was wondering if you could give some information about, like, I don't know if you've gone through this in your meetings, but I think in your campaign goals you also mentioned about, like, kind of keeping the Path Pods program going and, like, seeing with, like, student engagement about that. And then also kind of that same question regarding, like, the Path Internship Grant Program. I know that the deadline just closed, but I was wondering kind of, like, what was the turnout on that or, like, what's your experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, great question. So Path Pods, I think we allocated $36,000 or $38,000. And so it gets split in semesters, and so we hired, I think Valeria from NSI said, like, 12 to 17, like, Pack Pod mentors, and so obviously they have different, like, one might focus on, like, fitness and health, and one might focus on, like, LGBTQ, and so, like, it just kind of depends on, like, what that Pack Pod, like, a coalition almost, right? And so all of the, I sign off on all the requests for them to use their money, and I get probably 7 to 10 a week. So there are people using that money. I never really check the dollar amount just because it's always under $100 and we have the money there. So I just want to make sure I can approve it as fast as I can. So they can, a lot of them are doing like holiday decorating, cookies and stuff like that, pumpkin carving. So they are engaging, and a lot of those, you know, Pack Pods is for like first gen or like freshman students. So it's great that we have a lot of engagement. They're actually coming to President's Cabinet tomorrow. And aside, so they're going to kind of give us a lot more of the like the data of how that's going. So hopefully I can have an answer for you by Senate. I'll try to include that in my report. And then PAC internship grant program. Actually, that's my next meeting after this. So I'm going to get all of the data on how many people applied. They did extend the deadline. I know in the past they've had 500 to 600 people apply, and I think it's going to be a little bit lower this year. But that when I talked to Peter Martinez from the Career Studio, they had all of the employers basically solidified. I think there's like, I want to say there's like 65 employers, but again, I'll include all that in my report. But yeah, I think it's going well. So once they get hired, they do all the interviews and stuff, then they'll have the rest of the semester to fill out their paperwork, all of the students, and then they'll start their 120-hour internship in the spring.
Yeah, Senator Rep.
through the speaker to VP Murphy, I know in my community I've been kind of having a push to send my senators in the committee to department meetings that you guys hold that are pertinent to our committee. And I was wondering if that's something that you guys ever talk about, like, as directors or officers within departments, like, do you guys plan on sending more directors and officers to, like, relevant committee meetings in the Senate, or just, like, having a bit more involvement there? Is that something you guys, like, talk about?
We haven't talked about it, but I do know certain Senate committees do have, like, that officer liaison. So DEI should be Kaylee Britt or someone from her department, right? And so if those officers aren't showing up to your meetings, please let us know and we can fix that. But if you would like more engagement from our board to attend those meetings or events, just let me know. We can work that out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Senator Rivera.
Through the speaker to VP Murphy, God forgive me. One of your platform goals was like a safe and welcoming Nevada or an inclusive Nevada, something like that. So I was kind of wondering like how you've built that like mission statement into like what you guys have done so far, as well as like what you guys hope to gain out of your conversation with Dr. Gordon Mora tomorrow. She's coming into the President's Cabinet tomorrow, right?
I believe so. I get the dates mixed up because we did have to reschedule her. Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. I think safety and accessibility, obviously Senate does a lot with that. Autumn Kidd, you know, you lead the safety walks. And so I think last time we had over half our cabinet, if not the full cabinet there. And that's something that we, you know, do plan to continue. I know when I was an intern, we got to do the ADA walkthroughs of the buildings. So we walk around with like a clipboard, and I don't know why they made students do it, because obviously that's a bigger issue. Because we were doing it for free, right? But I think, you know, relying on our directors of what safety and accessibility looks to them and how they are incorporating that into their programs and events and initiatives, that's kind of like where our mission, that's how we see it fulfilled, right? And so like when Tara has events, like they have to think about like health and safety a lot more this year than they ever have, right? And so what does that look like and how are they fulfilling that? And I think through everything that they do, you know, that leads to the bigger goal of how, like, one of our campaign goals. Because it's hard for Austin and I to, you know, preach safety and accessibility, just the two of us, when we have an entire cabinet that we hired, you know, to do those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
Further questions? Yes, very good.
So through the speaker to Samantha Rivero, I also know that I did reach out to both Austin and Keegan about our upcoming one safety walk on the 16th, and they said that they were going to cancel their cabinet meeting just to go to it. So
I got in there. Yeah, they're fine.
Asia?
So you and President Brown, like your platform, your goals and things like that, like you ran on, like an important part of that, right, is like getting the whole organization phase human on board with that, right? So how do you think that the entire organization is like contributing to that, like performance wise scale 1 to 10, like where do you think the organization is at?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have thought about that too. I think this is, like, I've been here, this is my fourth year. I feel like this year more than ever there's been more of an emphasis on like the bigger goals that we want to accomplish. Like, we're thinking bigger, right? And I feel like it's always kind of hard for when you see like exec and Senate and judicial, like obviously there's that separation. But like when our directors might have a question about like, oh, we want legislation written about this, I think that kind of comes down from like, oh, this is something that like Austin and myself could see would be beneficial for students, right? And so we might ask our director like, hey, have you reached out to this senator? Or we might reach out to Jake or another senator like, hey, could you write this piece? Because this is something that we wanted to emphasize the importance of, right? And so I think the entire exec cabinet, the cabinet and the departments, I think they're all on board. We see that through programming, we see that through legislative affairs, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So all of our people that we hired, I think we see it through a lot. And also our interns. One of the projects we gave one of our interns is look through our campaign goals. What are we missing? What are we doing well at? What can we improve upon? Whenever we meet with Park, our chief of staff, we go like each week, we go through our campaign goals. You know, what did we promise? What haven't we capitalized on yet? What have we? And I feel like we've almost hit every single one of our goals in some capacity. And so we have like a list of all the things that we still have to do, right? And that's where we every week we're actively, you know, setting up meetings. How can we do this? How can we do that? One of our goals right now we're working, we're gonna meet with Vice President Bill Johnson from Alumni Relations, you know, because we want to expand that like relationship. And see if he can help fund a project that we're working on for student activism. So stuff like that, I feel like we're thinking really long term, and I think it's kind of hard for like maybe like a commissioner to see that, but when we kind of implant that in our director's heads, like, hey, think bigger, I feel like those lead to our campaign goals, which I think we're doing a pretty decent job at. And we are planning on releasing a semester update, kind of like what we are working on, what we've done, and what we still need to do.
Further questions? Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Keegan. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Appreciate it, guys.
Alrighty, we're going to move down the agenda to outreach reports of senators. So I put all the senators on here, just senators that sit on the committee, just because I knew that obviously like Keegan and Tara were going to take a little bit longer, so I wanted to just make it a little easier. Would you guys like me? I can pull up the outreach forms on my computer and like share them up there. Would that be helpful? Or
I found mine.
You guys all have it?
Yeah, I have mine too.
Okay, cool. As long as you have it pulled up. Starting with Senator Rivera.
Hello, everyone. So in Senator world, I've been doing a lot of different stuff. I've been doing quite a bit for the Veterans Day luncheon, just in terms of getting like some t-shirt designs approved. There's like a bunch of like a million extra steps that there really shouldn't be. So that has been quite the process. But we finally got that approved, as well as I had a short meeting with Inkblot to talk about like the video that we're going to be doing for the Veterans Day lunch. And then I've just been really offering support to Senator Ngo in any capacity that she needs. And I'll be happy to do that day of as well. I've been doing my one-on-one check-ins with the senators, which is more of a speaker pro temp duty. And then I also went to two different external review student interviews, as well as the open forum. And then I also like sent a little bit of like my own experiences to one of the reviewers, which I thought that was like really eye-opening to see, because of where the similarities lie throughout the association is what I found most interesting, is that like there was really consistency with like what people were saying in terms of what could be improved about the association, which I thought was like really cool because I think like if we just listened to each other and collaborated with each other a little more, then we would be able to accomplish a lot more things that we want to be working towards. I also met with Senator Fitzpatrick and Shamim to kind of give a game plan going for the Student Advisory Board and Diversity Committee. I've also had several meetings, both with my liaison positions, but also with people that I want to potentially write legislation for. So that include Abby Grimer of the Office of Service Learning and John Pratt from the Veterans Services. I also have been in some ongoing efforts for the Nevada Sagebrush Task Force, and then I've had several conversations with J-School faculty and staff. I've been chosen as a student representative for like the J.B. Campbell Local News Matters initiative that the journalism school is doing. So essentially, I'm the only student like sitting in faculty meetings, having like a seat at the table, talking about what I think should be included in that series, and choosing guest speakers, crafting like what will be talked about, things like that. And that's actually a partnership with several community partners. So that's kind of a big thing. Pretty cool. I'm also redrafting the bylaws of the Student Advisory Board with my dean. The Student Advisory Board is non-existent right now. So we're working on getting that started, and I kind of plan to have, still low-key might plan a whole event by myself in spring. We'll see. And then I've already reached out to a lot of the intro professors to speak in their classes next semester, just because I'm already like collaborating with that faculty, so I already planted the seed to just be like, hey, can I come into your class next semester to introduce myself? And so yeah, once we come back from winter break, expect like 6 pieces of legislation on the table for me. The internship program will be over, so I'll kind of like have a ton to throw at you guys all at once. So that's for me.
Is there any questions for Senator Rivera? Senator Kidd.
Through the speaker to Senator Rivera. So it sounds like you're plateful for the future. I love the report they have currently, but if you ever need help in the future, just let me know. I've got my chunk of legislation I plan on doing this term, so I can always help them.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Any more questions?
Through the speaker to Senator Rivera, I just want to echo what Senator Kidd said. Like, if you ever need any help, please text me at any time. I'm here for you.
I appreciate that, you guys.
Awesome. I just want to like give like a round of applause to Vanessa. This is where you clap. Thank you. Running an internship is insane.
Thank you.
You rewrote, like, she literally took all the curriculum from like the last 4 years, rewrote all of it. Which, to my knowledge, no other director in ASUN has done for their internship. So, like, mad props to you, bro. Is there any other questions? Sorry, we can move down to Parliamentarian Gavon.
Hi, everyone. So this last period of outreach was pretty tame, all things considered. So first, I met with a coordinator of civic engagement and special events, Franzen, as my liaison for democratic civic engagement. And we discussed the Elect All the People event coming up, which they will be needing volunteers for. I think Director Frost already sent out that email. And we also discussed different questions, asked Chief James last week at Senate, which I forwarded to Jake. And it was ultimately, I think, a conversation that set up some building blocks for a potential collaboration between herself and the Committee of Democratic Civic Engagement. I know that as a committee, we've been discussing, I guess, doing a large piece of legislation together. And so she's willing to help with that. And so that was a very productive meeting. And then for the rest of the outreach last period, I met with Senators Thompson, Howell, Bergeron, Jojen, Roundtree, and Shamim for Senator one-on-ones, and that was really productive. It was about a half hour each. We got to go over their campaign goals, their current goals with Senate, next steps for those, and I just gave some advice, which I was really glad to hear that you got to meet with them, because that was one of the things I talked with Senator Shamim about. I'd say, just as a general summary of the overlying themes of the 6 of my meetings, was senators having difficulties with outreach, even though they are meeting the requirements, just finding opportunities is difficult. So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I know there's plenty of opportunities there for outreach, so I know that there's a lot they can tackle, whether it be with legislation or setting up their advisory boards, meeting with their deans. So maybe just the continual emphasis on legislation and those meetings with the advisory boards might be beneficial. But coming up, I am going to start looking over the Senate rules. And I'd be happy to work with your committee, Senator Pelayo, on that, just for some, I guess, housekeeping and cleanup legislation. Some of my big goals were efficiency in government, efficiency and transparency. That's kind of what I ran on. And as the parliamentarian, I'm in a good position to work on some of that stuff. So that's what's coming up. And yeah.
Dope. Yeah, Senator Rowe.
Through the speaker to Senator Gavon, thank you for that. I just wanted to make a comment about the outreach that I think might be helpful in sharing. I had trouble with outreach at first, but after, I think Asia made a comment about this at the last Senate meeting, that it's important to do outreach and like have meetings with people about your legislation. And I found that like on every piece that I'm working on, if I just like schedule meetings with people to talk about it, it kind of fills my outreach. So I feel like that could be a really easy way for senators to just have like a set in stone way to get it, because a lot of the officials at the university and community members are really excited to meet with me. At least I'm sure they'd be with everyone else. So that's just like a tip that I have to offer that you can share if you would like.
Thank you.
The other thing I would say is like, and this goes for everyone here too, I never have a shortage of things that I need done, whether it's in the SAS or like random legislative topics or things that I need to collaborate with Austin and Keegan on. So like if you ever need outreach, like quite literally shoot me a text and I can give you like 30 things to do that you can choose from. So there's never any problem there. Is there any further questions for Senator Gavon? I do just want to say, I already sent a list of things in the Senate rules to the Committee on Government Operations. And so we can talk a little bit more about that if you want to like set up a time to meet and chat about it, just because that way we're not like doubling up on what we're trying to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Any further questions? Sick. We can move next to Senator Kidd.
So for my last outreach period, I'm just going to go off of the doc. But I met with the DEI committee for my college. It's actually pretty exciting stuff that we're working on. We're establishing a certain like heading, little paragraph thing in SPH classes specifically for our college. We're also establishing a DEI newsletter for our college as well. And we're putting together like a welcome video so that every new class coming in can be welcome from the perspective of DEI. I went to the RJ Town Hall, which Senator Berger talked about, I want to say in her last report at Senate, but it's pretty much the exact same thing. They were more concerned about dorm life than overall student living, which I mean makes sense because it's RJ. So I didn't have much to offer considering I didn't really live in dorms. I only stayed via friends. But we talked about dining, a lot of the issues with like dining restrictions on people's meal plans and stuff like that. And then Senator Bergeron did ask about pack place, and they pretty much said we'll talk at a later time about that. Intern hours, love my intern. She's great. She's so inquisitive about everything Senate, so I'm very excited about that. If you want to know more about that, though, you can read the report. It's a role talking about the same things. And then my student advisory board. So exciting stuff. We had a mind-body like workshop for our student body board. Like we did it instead of a meeting, we just did a workshop and invited the center to come in to lead it. So cool, loved it. I was having a terrible day, it happened, and so I like needed it. And we just did like self-practices, so like breathing techniques, and then we led ourselves through like, I don't even know what it's called. But it's like when you close your eyes and like someone's leading you through a story, but you have your own details put into it. I don't know, it was great. If you want more information about that, it's this place called The Center, very down the street a little bit. Workshops all the time. Yeah, that's what I got.
Cool. Is there any questions for Senator Kidd? Yeah, Senator Durham.
Through the speaker to Senator Kidd, I just want to say a lot of like advisory boards and DEI committees are having a hard time like bringing purpose to like what they're there for. And I just want to say like those initiatives sound so wonderful. And like I might like steal those ideas and like tell other senators to try to initiate them, because I think like I really think the direction you're like guiding those committees are going really well. So good job on that.
Further questions, comments?
I do, yeah, go ahead.
I forgot to add this, but our student advisory board is also doing, every month we're going to specialize something. So for October, we did breast cancer awareness, where we had these little ribbons that we had everyone, or we tabled for like a week at multiple locations. And we had people sign it, either in honor of someone, like encouraging words, like stay strong or something, or we doodled something cute. And they're going to be displayed in the gym on the first floor sometime this week.
Nice. Anything else? Cool. Moving next to Senator Rowe.
Okay, so full transparency, I have been sick. I had strep for the fourth time. It was very awful, so my outreach is not as great as I wanted it to be, but I definitely tried to push through and make it happen. So the first item that I have on there is the domestic violence bill writing/research. This is something I was doing on behalf of the Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. I'm just trying to find more statistics that have to do with domestic violence specifically at this school. So I reached out through a contact that was given to me in the committee to the Title IX office to see if they have some more concrete data. And then I did some drafting on that. The second item, I finished up my mental health bill that I've been working on for the last month. And that kind of ties in with the DRC follow-up. I've been in talks with the DRC a lot about this bill. I was kind of met with like a bit of a wall because they were telling me like, you know, even if you pass this, like it's not gonna happen because we can't really tell professors what to do. So I was just trying to meet with as many people as I could to see what that would look like, because basically my mental health bill is just asking for maybe like professors to be more lenient on attendance, to have like a designated day in a semester where there's no school, and it's just because of like the mental health of students. And it's kind of from personal experience, so that's what I discussed with the DRC. My next item was I have meetings with the Center for Civic Engagement, which is not part of UNR. It's like an entity that comes from the state. And when I have meetings with them, I have them like every single week. We talk about how to maintain civic engagement once students leave high school and enter university, because a lot of high schools have a push to, you know, get students civically involved. Like they have them register to vote, they have people coming to speak to them. But when students enter college, if you don't get involved in something like ASUN, it can kind of be difficult to keep that up. So at my last meeting, I talked with some representatives from Washoe County School District, and I talked about how we could, as at UNR, do better in bringing ASUN to the high schools to show people that there is a way to continue it, but also to expand it beyond ASUN. Like, you don't just have to be an ASUN to be civically engaged. So that's what that meeting was about. For my intern meetings, my intern is amazing. She's come to me with so many ideas for projects. I'm just trying to be there to support her because she's kind of just taking off on her own, which is really awesome for me to see. We've been working on an interest she has in writing legislation about food services, specifically the meal plan. She has a friend who has to eat halal, and she tried to appeal her mandatory food plan through the dorms, but she could never get it appealed because they just weren't communicating with her. So my intern wants to write something to remedy that. And she's also looking to write something about student desk attendance, because she is a student desk attendant and their working conditions have steadily declined. And there's not really anything that they can do. So I've really just been meeting with her to support her because she has a lot of huge goals, and it makes me very proud. So that's all.
Awesome. Any questions? Yeah, Senator Rivera?
Yeah, quickly. Through the speaker to Senator Rowe, kind of the Civic Engagement Committee, Coalition, what do you call it?
So it's like the Center for Civic Engagement is sponsored by the state legislature. Okay. So it's like a government entity.
Gotcha.
And they oversee programs in high schools throughout the state of Nevada.
Oh, cool. Was there kind of like any insight or perspective into the conversation about like non-traditional students, and how like was there any conversation about how to specifically like bring them into ASUN, or just like make them civically engaged? Like, was that ever a topic of conversation? And if not, like, do you think that you could potentially bring that up in future meetings?
Yeah, that's a great question. That is something that we've talked about a lot, because usually like at the very beginning, the Center for Civic Engagement was just pushing into like more affluent high schools, like that catered to like, you know, wealthier communities in Reno. So it was hard for us to reach certain demographics of students. And that was something that I brought up initially, because like my high school was very lucky to have that program. But I know other high schools in the region did not have it because of funding or something else. So we're trying to make a push to go into all high schools, because I feel like if we get into all of them, it's going to be more likely that we're able to reach those students, like making sure that all demographics are engaged. But I think we could do better in making sure that they feel like they have like an entrance into ASUN in college. So I will definitely do some outreach with all of us, and then I will present to the Center for Civic Engagement when I go back.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah.
Through the speaker to Senator Rowe, I love that your intern's working on all those things, because those are literally all the things that I'm working on. If your intern ever needs help or like guidance or kind of needs like support from like a committee, I know that Academic Student Affairs, we're going to try and talk about housing and like a lot of problems that are occurring there. Not so much specifically dining, I want to say that's more SSW. I unfortunately had to get off of SSW, but I know that Senator Nathiana is very closely liaison with dining, so that would be a really good resource if she wanted to maybe like look meetings for different outreach at all.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's actually what I was going to talk with her about today. I was going to put her in contact with Senator Kidd. I was going to put her in contact with you and Senator Lors, just to make sure that she understands how to get that information herself, because I don't want to do it all for her, you know.
Absolutely.
I feel like, yeah, so that's perfect. I was planning on doing that with her today.
Awesome.
I have two quick comments. For the DRC thing, if you hit a wall with the DRC, let me know, and I'll take it to Austin and Keegan, and then we can take it to Sandoval.
Okay.
Because that might be a way, if the DRC can't force professors to do something, then going through that route would be productive. And then with the, wait, I had two things I was going to say. That was the first one. I have no idea what the second one is, but I'll text you.
Yeah, if you think of it later, just text me.
Is there any other questions? Yeah.
For, I just wanted to be quick. You said you're trying to create like a mental health day. Have you spoken to, because usually like the academic calendar is created like a year or so in advance. So that you might want to talk with either Heather Turk or Melissa Shirozzi, like, or Academic Senate, because usually when they create the academic calendar, they identify like what dates are off and like when the school starts and all that stuff. So that might be another area, some other people to check in with.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Just going off of that, you and I have a separate meeting about that, just because those are pretty much all ASA liaisons.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I will email you then.
Sick. Any further questions? Cool. We're going to move to our last report. This is from Senator Ramirez.
All right, I'll be quick. So my first thing that I have here is FPAS tabling. Basically, that's the second time that we've done this so far in the semester, where we just pass out brochures and just free stuff and try to get the word out about FPAS. So far, like, I've gotten some really good feedback on it. Like, a lot of people didn't really know about it, and then the people that do were like, oh my gosh, thanks for the refresher. So it's really, really good to see that people are interested, because they themselves write to us and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't even know this. So it's really nice to see that. Next thing would be, okay, so my legislation, I decided to take up my intern's legislation because she quit the internship. Nothing to do with me, I promise. We have actually a really, really good relationship and keep in touch like constantly. And I'll be with her while I make this legislation. She just had some other stuff that she wanted to focus on, which is great, you know. And so I decided to take up her her legislation on the financial literacy events. So basically a rundown on that is, she wanted to create something through programming and make it sort of a duty in the governing documents, for them to do it every year. That way that's like accountable, making sure that they have something sort of set in stone for them to do on top of everything, I guess. but it would be a mix between like programming, you know, maybe like D&I, just because we want to get as many students in here as possible to learn about topics like how to pay their loans, how to afford tuition, what are ways that we can apply for scholarships, more than just like how to fill out your FAFSA. I think that it's really, really important. We also decided that we wanted like guest speakers at these events and workshops and all this like week-long things. So
It takes a lot of planning, so I'll just be talking to her and talking about it and seeing what her ideal goal with it was. My intern hours, so sad. We just talked about, just like this last one, the SAS. We talked about different proposals that we've been presented with in the past in Senate, and sort of my take on it, and what I think takes to make that decision on to what's a good budgetary like decision, what's a good financial decision for the university, especially since we're not, I mean, although we do have a really, really big budget, there's still a lot to think about and a lot of debt to think about. So kind of making those difficult decisions and how I did that as a chair. And then also we reflected on certain like diversity initiatives that either have or haven't been taken, and that's when we decided that we wanted to do that. The other one was tabling event. It was very spur of the moment, so it's okay that it didn't get approved. But we did take a lot of time to plan it, figure out all the logistics of it. It wasn't expensive at all. It's definitely something that we can do in the next year, or anyone that wants to like take up on it. I think it's really, really good to kind of start with those initiatives, little ones. Student Media Advisory Board. Ever since Cynthia left, I don't really know what's going on with the rest of the business senators. I'm not sure if they met with our dean, but I have talked to another dean of ours, and apparently there's like a new Latin Student Advisory Board. Where is it? Latinx Business Student Association that's starting. So I'm trying to get onto the board of that, seeing how we can get that out there, just because it is something that's business oriented. So that would be kind of more of my diversity board. But other than that, I just plan on reaching out to the rest of the business senators and seeing kind of where they're at. Any questions?
Senator Rivera.
Through the speaker to Senator Ramirez, I just wanted to say, I would suggest reaching out to Senator Pilks because he's been working on like with Money Mentors and then the Office of Financial Literacy, I think that's a thing, and has been like working with all of those entities pretty much all semester. So I definitely think like it would be very like it would be best if you guys like collaborated on that, the financial literacy efforts.
Yeah, the last Senate meeting, my intern and I definitely like talked to him and saw like where he was going and where I was going, and ours is more of a program, well, definitely gonna collaborate with them, first of all, but ours is more of like a programming ideal where we plan events and like workshops and all this stuff, and his is more like in like syllabus type deals, like more of an academic and more of a professor, like we're all like set in stone by the university, if that makes sense. I'm not sure how to explain it too well for his side of it, but they're two different entities, but they're really, really good together. Like they complement each other very, very well, so yeah.
Have you talked to Tara yet about potentially like adding that to programming?
No, this is literally, I don't want to bring it to her and stress her out until like ideas are set in stone, because it's still like a work in progress for us.
So I would almost recommend, and you would have to ask Keegan about this, I would almost recommend adding it to the job duties of like president or vice president or cabinet in general, just because my thought process is programming is typically like responsive of what the campaign goals of the president is, right? And so I just think it would make more sense because then the president doesn't have to appoint a programming director who does things that he doesn't want him to do. You know what I mean? I think it would structure it a little bit better.
Okay.
But
yeah, thank you.
Whatever direction you want to take it. Is there any other questions? Awesome. I know that we all have class and stuff. So I move to, oh, I have to go to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Awesome. Seeing none, I move to adjourn at 9:02 a.m. Thanks, y'all.
No gavel.
No gavel.
Yeah. Thank you so much for forwarding my email.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was so nice. It was saving so much from my design.
Where's our committee walls?
Yeah.
Where's our committee
walls? Emailed a bunch of people on Wednesday.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. What's going on?
I'll be here at like 9:45.
So like that was
probably.
Oh, good. I'm glad it worked out.
Was this a mandatory meeting?
No, but
so does that mean not?
No, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Is that an agenda?
8 years. Sorry.
Let's talk about the
lunch.
I made an hour by hour. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
This is
Jojen.
So cute. I'm going to want to yell. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. So cute. So, I'm going to ask you to
hi. My name is Jojen.
What?
Oh.
So, it's in this.
Senator Bowling.
Okay, awesome.
I'm
obviously you are.
Do you
have to go home, though?
Did
you have anything?
We're just talking about the veterans lunch, just our game plan. It isn't. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about my
thing. I just saw this person's video. What?
I emailed Elsa Hill, and she said she
No.
Did she just drink bomb
No. That is how you
miss Elsa Hill. I refuse to believe that's real.
Oh my god.
Oh, shoot.